Indeed it has. Indeed it has, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Heat Check on WBM Pro Radio. Thank you so much to our DJ for the night. Not Confucius Jones.
Hey.
DJ Ash Cash in the mix.
Woo. Where them sound effects at?
Does she have
Here we go. Hey. Quick on your feet. We like you already.
I'm glad that she just took the initiative and just did it anyway.
Yeah.
DJ Ash Cash in the mix on the ones and twos. Shout out to the rookies in the building. My name is DJ Manny Mo. Or not DJ Manny Mo. So I'm just regular Manny ass Manny Mo on the show. I'm sorry. I'm in DJ mode still. My bad, man.
Yeah, he just
Manny
want y'all to know he a DJ, y'all.
Yeah, thank you so much. You gotta push your promo at all times. Yeah, man, you're back on the Heat Check. The weekly show every single Thursday. We're here. We go through our best submissions. Underground hip-hop, R&B type shit. We might even throw you some curveballs every once in a while. You never know what you're going to hear here on the Heat Check. Shout out to my co-host, my man, my brother from another mother, my man KB on the boards.
What's up?
How you living, bro?
Doing good, man.
Good to be here with you, man.
Good.
You got a crisp, fresh WB. How do you always have a new shirt?
Because I buy them.
Are you making new ones or are you just going into the stockpile?
They just don't shrink, man.
I'm like, dog.
They don't shrink or they don't fade.
I'm like, hey, man, do we have any larges? Like, nah, we're all out.
Yeah, we all out.
We're all out, dog.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Sorry, bro.
It's all good, man. We'll get those to y'all sometime. Also, shout out to my man, Confucius Jones.
Hey.
Do you have a mic?
No. Hey, what's up?
I still have to talk.
I just realized that y'all have your shirts. I've been doing this show for, what, like 5 months?
Damn, it's been 5 months?
Hell no. Hold on. 5 months?
I'm like,
hold on.
How many times did Manny cancel a show?
Are we exaggerating right now? Is that a real thing?
Damn.
I don't know if I'm surprised or insulted right now.
I'm a guest that y'all need liquor, which I do have, by the way.
What kind of liquor you got?
What the Crown.
Bet. Bust that out. We're going to bust that out during the break, then.
Nah, we need that right now. Please.
Don't even wait. Don't even wait for it.
Yo, we need to start throwing this shit in rotation.
Throw it in rotation.
Did I bring the liquor last time?
Did you?
We don't remember. Miss Cash, how you feel about coming here every Thursday and contributing to the cause?
I would definitely love to come.
All right, wait till you hear the rest of the show. We're going to ask you again.
I don't like dark, but I like clear.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I like her energy. I'm digging it.
I'm digging that.
What I'm hearing already. Thank you so much to everybody who is tuned in tonight, our loyal followers, man. Make sure you check us out on social media at WBM Pro Radio. Make sure to tweet us, hit us up on Facebook. Whatever your favorite social media site is, we are on that, man. Hit us up during the show. We always like to interact. We are interactive radio, right, Katie?
Yes, we are. We are definitely interactive radio.
It says it on our logo, so we better be fucking doing it.
Yeah, we got
it. shout out to College of Hip Hop Knowledge in the building tonight.
What's up?
What's up, man?
Yo, how y'all doing?
Hey, man,
doing
what's
good.
Going on, fellas?
Yep.
There it is. So the order of the voices right there, that first silky, lustrous voice that you heard, that was my man Jason, the professor.
Hey.
My man out of the College of Hip Hop Knowledge. We also got my man Big Mike Parada in the building.
Hey.
And the Young Buck, the wild card. Keep an eye on this guy, KB. This guy might like steal your silverware or some shit. I don't know. Ill Sil in the building. My man Ill Sil.
Hey.
Shout out to College of Hip Hop Knowledge in the building, man. They are a local hip hop collective from the Austin area. They also function as a label, do a lot of shows, have a lot of artists in the collective. I believe y'all said 8 total, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
That's a lot of you guys.
Yeah, man. It's been good. Year's been good.
It's damn near a gang right there. That's what's up, though.
Hell yeah, gang.
That's good to hear, man. So we're going to be talking to College of Hip Hop Knowledge a lot more about what they do here in the city. Also going to be hearing some music from these young gentlemen as well. Y'all excited to get some music premiered on WBM Pro Radio? I don't think any of y'all have been or had any music played on our station yet, right?
No, and I'm pretty bad about sending emails out to radio stations. So
damn, dog,
we gotta get your game up.
You only had one job. Send that email.
Man, my only job. I suck at it.
Get your game up,
God
Jason.
Damn.
Get your game up. Oh man. Well, I'm glad to have y'all in the building this week, man. We're going to go ahead and jump into the music real quick and get everything else situated right now. This first one is from my man Dame Mac, another local from Austin, Texas. Shout out to the Southside, all the 2-3 boys. This joint right here is called One of Those Days from his new project, The Book of Dame Mac, available on all streaming platforms right now. I listen on Apple just because I'm loyal. You know, I'm loyal. Not a lot of people are loyal these days. You know what I'm saying? Not a lot. So we're about to get this thing going. Miss Ash Cash, you ready to go?
Oh, yeah. Let's get it popping.
Okay. I'm making her do so much.
I know, right?
Oh, it's great. It's fantastic. Let's get it.
I'm gonna have to get some tape now. Yeah, yeah. At first listen, they was like, quit this. Now they tune in like he alright with this shit. And I don't sweat doubt, dog. I'm all for forgiveness. Winning so much competition, think I rigged this. Was giving Texas heat way before I met Riggins. Jack told me if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if you stay the same, how can you expect different? It's hard to live life with all these contradictions. So I blow dro to try to keep from going low. Get in that mode to the point where it's no control. Flow is cold. They're using my quotes to coach. Focus, bro. Take notes from a vocal pro. The richest man alive is a nigga that knows the most. So I am never tripping unless that I'm coast to coast. From the three in places I know I ain't supposed to go. Got my mind open, I'm hoping it never close. Give him nine mics for the shit that this guy writes. And it ain't for the pussy, it really is my life. It's a certain feeling you get when you rhyme nice. Kinda like the feeling when the tub filled up with ice and you numb after. Waiting for the last chapter. They ain't maxed up, trying to run the game backwards. Shut your yap up. I wanna know how last year this little bastard make him run and get the pastor to come and tell me some shit. Got waiting for the rapture. With all due respect, little homie, just relax your mind. I'm focused now, my grind got it mastered. You lying, you saying I'm not a factor. Putting in overtime until I'm in the casket. The greatest in my prime. Sometimes I think I'm Cassius. Spitting lines and pushing dimes and failing classes. Learn from past shit and spread knowledge like scratching rashes.
One of these days we won't have to worry about things that don't make us smile. Yeah, it might take a while, but one of these days we won't have to worry about things.
Yeah,
that don't make us smile.
Yeah,
it might take a while.
But
exploding on the track like the rose into the rack. Potent and exact, niggas know I'm finna black. Locomotive when I rap, overdosing like it's crack. Cocaine in these drums, go numb and then I snap. Wait, you don't want no problems with us, boy, and that's a fact. Hey, go and take your chance, guaranteeing it's a rap. Get it? Champ be tripping, but man, he spitting. Killing like Cam, got the whole set dipping. Hey, feeling like Blake, jam on you with the quickness. Jamming like LeBron, boy, can I get a witness? Yeah, cold and gifted, nigga, no St. Nicholas. No, it ain't Christmas, boy, the flow is just different. Yeah, better stack the deck, huh? I be at your neck, boy. Grinding till I sweat, boy. I be better check, boy. Went from dead broke to Mr. Fix It like the Pep Boys. I ain't like the rest now. I ain't skip a step, boy. Smith keep it smoking. Mike's getting broken. Shooting like Dirk, fourth quarter wide open. Hot like Molten, I'm a stone cold killer, nigga. True pin pimper, need a new chinchilla, yeah. Born in September, more importantly, a winner, huh? Veteran or beginner matters not when I'm against you, yeah. Homie could be injured, but he's still gonna get this blender. Personal or not, if it's for guap, I gotta get you, nigga. And I don't fight fair, homie. I'm a nightmare, homie. Go on and close your eyes, cool, I'll be right there, homie. Better stay woke, niggas will white sheet you. But you can't die yet, cause it's people that still need you. And you don't even know, cause you shallow, you so see-through. You out here trying to starve with these niggas that's gonna eat you. People die hanging from trees, so we be equal. And all you wanna do is hang with suckers that's underneath you. Hold up.
One of these days we won't have to worry about things that don't make us smile.
Yeah,
it might take a while, but one of these days we won't have to worry about things that don't make us smile. Hey, it might take a while, but that's okay.
Yes, sir. That's that bop right there.
Yeah.
I had to let that breathe right there. Shout out to my man Dame Mac. That was One of Those Days featuring Chan.
You leaning too far back.
On the heat check. I'm leaning too far back into my co-host back here. Gotta respect people's space. That's what we've learned today.
Yeah, I know, right?
And then let me get back over here. God damn. appreciate everybody tuned into the heat check right now. Again, that was Dame Mac with One of Those Days. If y'all don't know how the show works, we actually rate all the submissions, all the songs that we listen to as well, on a 1 to 5 flame emoji scale. Completely arbitrary. Whatever you like or hated about the track. If you want to talk a little shit, do whatever you got to do. You know what I'm saying? Get your feelings out there. So, let's go with KB first, because you didn't seem like you were feeling it.
I give that shit a 2.
Really?
I thought it was garbage. I think that, God. I mean, not like that. I mean, I didn't really like it, but those were one of the songs where I'd rather see a visual.
I you know, my first time hearing it, it doesn't move me, but it would have been dope if it was like on some Kanye, what's the nigga from Atlanta?
That's a lot. That's a lot of people, man.
Childish Gambino. Did he do like
21 Savage, Future?
Yeah.
Should I just start naming all of them?
I'm mad Justin Bieber in Atlanta was black though.
That was tight.
That shit was dumb as fuck. Nah, but he had like a whole video with like cartoons and shit like that. Like that seemed like a cartoonish kind of video. Yeah, just something where it kind of has a little storyline, but it was creative. But other than that, it was trash. I thought it was two. That's it.
Well, one of the things I really liked about the project is he is bringing visuals and dropping a lot of that kind of stuff along with it. So,
yeah, but we don't see it. And then the engineer added too much excitement on the vocals, and it was heavily gated. So it had like a crispy sound to it, but then it went away when he wasn't saying nothing. Then it came back. So that shit is trash. Shout out to his engineer.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying.
Cold-blooded. Jason the Professor.
I like, man, like three.
Yeah?
Solid track. Solid lyrics. Some of the engineering sounded a little off.
Talking to the mic.
All right. But besides that, I mean, yeah, solid track for sure.
Okay. Big Mike.
I give it like a three. I like the beat. Like, I'll murder that beat personally, myself. But it was all right. I thought the hook could have used more energy. And the hook for sure. Like, you came out spitting and the hook came back and it was like too chill almost for me. You know, I would have felt a little more energy with it. But, you know, good riding kind of track, like chilling, I guess, getting your vibe type track. Well, no, it wasn't terrible. He has some good bars in there. I got to give him that.
Already. Ill Sil.
Yeah, I think a solid three is, I think that works with it. I mean, it was dope. I like the verses. The hook could have been maybe a little smoother, but I think it was more so the mix, like KB was saying, kind of. But other than that, I mean, it was pretty cool. It was chill.
So. Dope. Well, if you want to be featured and rated and possibly on air as an interviewee like the College of Hip Hop Knowledge today, make sure to go ahead and submit at WBMProRadio.com. Go ahead and hit that submit button. Fill out all your information so we can get in touch with you, add you to the network, get you in the know with all the shit that we got going on. Because we got a lot of shit going on, right, bro?
Yeah, we do.
Like a lot.
Like too much.
You got anything in the works that you want to tell people about, or maybe tease, or
ladies, I'm single now. yeah, it's hard out here. But yeah, we got the South by Southwest.
Good time to be single.
Yeah, man. I was waiting for you to say how was your week, but no, I don't want to go down that road anymore.
I'm over it.
Hey, look, I know right now. now we got the South by Southwest event, March 15th and 16th. So if y'all want to perform, is that my dog making noise? Yeah, it's my dog. We got this little South by Southwest shit popping. We got, this little band coming in from Tennessee, artists coming in from all over the U.S., including Boston, Washington State.
You got a phone call?
All kinds of places. Yeah.
Okay, cool, man.
Well, yeah, I can do that.
Appreciate you.
Yeah.
All right, man. So we've been off. Well, we have not, as the Heat Check, been on air for about a month or so now. So last time we talked, we didn't get a chance to talk about Tekashi 6ix9ine, guys. We're going down that road. Confucius grabbed his mic immediately. He was like, "Where's my mic?" He started reaching around like it was his wallet or something. Yeah, man. So this has been quite the saga that we've seen.
I know you're hurting. That's your favorite artist.
The clout era is interesting.
In full effect. It's not over.
Yeah, man. The full cycle is going. He's gone through the full deal from trolling from the very bottom and working his way up to master troll, and then
he's master trolling in prison.
Eventually having everything caving underneath him. So for those that don't know, obviously Tekashi 6ix9ine. Famously shouting out Treyway in all his videos, which is a known New York gang.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, basically. So, turns out that once he found out that he was being screwed out of money, basically, by his management team, which was, of course, affiliated with that same gang, he decided to cut ties completely. And it turns out that the gang wanted to retaliate, but also, it turns out that the FBI was investigating him for 6 months prior to that. So the FBI was aware of all of this, everything that was happening. And we've seen the downfall of Tekashi right in the public eye.
Yeah, when you get hit with the RICO, man, it's not looking good for you.
The FBI, man. The FBI. Literally the FBI. So
I mean, outside, I don't know the ins and outs of it. I just know, I made the point, I think on Twitter or the breaks or whatever, that it's just, I'm interested to know why artists feel the need to be something that they're not to be successful. Like, you're an adult. There's no reason to start gangbanging in your 20s.
Yeah.
I don't fully. Yeah, I'm saying that stuff like that, you kind of get into because that's what you know. But I don't know. Like, why? This is 2018. You don't have to be hard to make music. You can be yourself. And
I think
okay.
Drake broke that.
I think Kanye broke that. Like, we came out with the polos and the backpacks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't wish prison on anybody. It sucks for him. Hopefully, it's a cautionary tale to anybody else out there that wants to be something that they're not. The police don't care. If they think you are, they will come after you.
Exactly. So it's a lesson, and just be yourself, man.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Be yourself, man.
Just be yourself. Also, man, Maxo Cream, I actually really like Maxo Cream.
Oh, God, I know my heart hurts.
Yeah, man, this was pretty bad. So apparently they had a video shoot pretty close proximity to an elementary school. A lot of known gang-affiliated members as well in the video shoot. Had a lot of illegal guns, you know, a lot of stolen guns, so they were flashing them. Obviously, it was a video shoot. So
they get prop guns? Man.
They even had some of the kids from the elementary school join into the shoot.
Bruh.
How do you...
That was real bad.
Go grab a chopper, put your book bag down.
But essentially, once the cops showed up, a lot of them ended up just basically dropping whatever guns or drugs that they had on them and running away. So they ended up getting over a dozen members from the video. Once the video actually dropped, they basically identified all of them.
Man.
Yeah, they put the video out, and then they went and identified all of them and went and basically arrested them all.
Maxo should have made an executive decision, be like, you know, let's just keep this video in the books.
Yeah, that's one where you gotta have a little bit of foresight, especially if you knew what happened when it went down.
I know, because Maxo was already under investigation for something else, so I don't know.
That's crazy, man. Yeah, I don't know.
Crazy, man.
I'm always amazed that people on the precipice, or people that... You know, because there's a lot of people that do music that are trying to aspire to get to that level.
You can't do both.
Yeah.
Can't do both.
So, you know, it's always surprising, but also not really that surprising because it's always been like that.
Like Maxo, man.
Yeah.
Damn. Oh, well.
Yeah. No guns on the video shoots for College of Hip Hop Knowledge?
Well. Creation and Destruction has some, but they're more for visual representation than they are, like, acting hard with them or anything.
That's what's up.
See, our guns don't leave the set.
it's a political track, and so like it just kind of comes to like it speaks about like the hardships that we deal with in the country nowadays, in our country, in USA, and how a lot of times people feel like we have to defend ourselves, and so that's what it came to. It didn't come, we weren't waving them around and nothing like that. But check that video out if y'all haven't seen it.
Yeah,
his son and my son are actually in the video. My son's wearing a Donald Trump mask. His son's wearing a Guy Fawkes mask, and they're chasing around each other with laser gun, playing laser tag in the yard. It's really dope, like, as far as symbolism and what we try to portray it. That video represents the whole song and the whole scheme of that was well put together. Shout out to Ernest Tarango, E.T., from Grind Life Films. He shot that and edited for us, knocked it out. Yeah,
well, you ain't talking
dope.
About the Max Jones, right? You talking about a different video?
No, this is a Creation of Destruction.
Okay, though, I was lost. No, I was like, damn, your people was in that video? It was like running around with laser guns and they got these. I was like, God damn.
That's what happens when you take a phone call in the middle of the show.
Yeah, I know, right? Missed the whole day. I'm sitting here looking like, damn, bro.
Shout out to Ernie.
Who we got in here?
Yeah, I know, right?
Ernie did all my tattoos on my left arm.
Oh, nice. He did mine, too.
Ernie the shit.
Small world, dude. Gotta love Austin. We're going to jump back in a little bit more of this music, man. We got my man Lil Sad Cam London. You know we like to get the Young Bucks in, man. This joint here is called 24/7 on the Heat Check.
Shawty on my mind like 24/7. Shawty in my line like 24/7. Shawty on my mind like 24/7. Shawty in my line like 24/7. Shawty on my mind like 24/7. Shawty in my line like 24/7. I would never hurt you. Tell me that you love me, please don't keep me guessing. Baby girl, I love you and I ain't scared to say it. I love the way that you be dressing, girl. worry about your exes. Everything will get better. Kiss me one time. Trust me that I'll only get a 7. Shawty in my line like 24/7. Shawty on my mind like 24/7. Shawty in my line like 24/7.
Syrup. Welcome back. Heat Check Radio. That right there was my man Lil Sad Cam London with
24/7. Is that what it is?
Good guess.
Okay. Yeah. How did I fucking know?
That's a good guess, man. All right, we're gonna jump into rating that joint. I feel like I should go first just to try and soften the blow right here. Yeah. I feel like this
because you know it's trash already. Huh?
I mean, I
go ahead. Prime it.
No, I'm gonna give him a 2. I know.
God, I was
even nice. What I was trying to do, man.
I go, damn, you gonna soften the blow? God damn.
When it comes down to certain shit, I don't forget what the heat check is.
We were always gonna say 4, you know what I'm saying? But
it's a platform,
man,
for people to experiment and have their
don't experiment over here.
Have your voices heard. Nah, I'll give it a 2, man. I mean, it's obviously very heavy on the autotune, and I'm not necessarily a producer. I kick it with a lot of producers and stuff, and obviously I'm not a producer. I've hung out with you enough though to know that needs some work. what we thinking? Confucius. Yeah, he's so ready right now. Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to be democratic. Come on, man.
Turn the mic all
the way
on. So, I give it a 1.
Damn.
I don't know what the hell was going on in that song.
Yeah.
Like, and I hate to be that like that because I know artists can grow and get better. But, man, you're a level 1, brother. Like, you just turned on the video game system and level 1. It wasn't good at all.
It did sound like very video gamey.
It wasn't good at all.
On the loading bad, screen. Man.
He might turn to the next future. I don't know. I just didn't like it. It was crazy because he might have great songs, but this one ain't it.
Yeah, don't send this type of shit over here.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. I mean, you can. I mean, it's entertainment, but it's like, come on, send your best shit.
We got to have all kinds of stuff here on this show.
Yeah, we got to have some good.
We like to be very well-rounded.
Manny said he needs work. I said he needs overtime, man. It's a lot, man. It's a lot.
Lord, Jason the Professor.
Man, to me, it was just lazy. The song was just lazy. It was all hook. He just repeated the same thing over and over again. There was no substance in it to me at all. It was like a light snack when I wanted a meal, man.
Ooh. Okay.
Jason the Professor. Oh, yeah. All right. Well, I won then. All right.
One flame emoji. Big Mike.
I'm going to have to even do it worse because that's not a song that like I would ever play again, like if I heard it, because auto tune is not my style. Number one, like I don't mind it a little bit in the track, but the whole track, and then like he wasn't even really rapping. He just said the hook about 27 times. 24/7. He said it like 247 times. So like, I'm gonna have to give him a 0. Like I would
double entendre. I didn't even catch it.
I mean, he put effort. He got in the booth. He did something. But
I
artistically,
want to be paid for studio time.
Man, I hope he didn't. But artistically, like I would not play that song again. But you know, there's people that might feel that. So I mean, yeah. I can't hate too hard on other people's opinion. That's just what I think.
Real quick, would you do a free mix on that song, KB?
Nah. He would have to have a feature or something like that, because the second verse, we need something different than a hook being delayed. It's like the hook was delayed like a whole bar. So it's like stupid. Like, he tried to switch it up, but it didn't work. Nah, nigga. We know what you're talking about.
Give him the website if he needs a quality studio.
I don't think he can afford it. Well, no, he probably can afford studio time. It's blackmarigold.com, BlackMarigold.com.
You bougie as fuck,
man,
these
I work
days.
With everybody, man. Shit.
Amazing.
What can I say? I get that shit at 2. Yeah, I get that joint at 2.
You get that's little it. Dreads and forget who the hell you are, man.
That's what it is, man.
That's nice of him.
You know?
I'm going to blow up and forget everybody.
Forget everybody, bro. Hey.
Sil, did we get your rating on that?
Man, I think it deserves a 24/7 to me. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's just all the time.
It's a lot of flames.
Always, you know what I mean? No wonder he said the hook so many times. You know, that's she's on his mind, you feel me? No, but on a serious note, you know what I mean? Like, there is a lot of songs that sound like that. I mean, if he's listening, it might be helpful for him to hear, like, hey, you know what I mean? Switch it up, you know what I mean? Anything you hear a lot, don't do that, you know what I mean? Like, do something else, you know? Show us a little happy, Cam London, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? We need that.
Switch it up a little bit.
Yeah, we need the happiness. You know,
so. There you go. There you go, man. All right, guys, we're going to jump into a little bit more music right here. Speaking of the devil, my man Ill Sil is up right now.
Hey.
Bro, so we got this Bad For Me right now. Very dope visual I caught the other day as well.
Appreciate,
this visual
appreciate
is available.
Shouts out to Hard Media, you know what I'm saying? He definitely did like a crazy job. We just like no plan, went in the location, shot it like within an hour, finished it up. He gave it back. Pretty good turnaround. We went in.
Yeah.
That's it.
And I like Nahar a lot, man. He's somebody who's actually come by a lot, and we've kind of worked with him here in the city as well, man.
Yeah,
so
man, he's on
Nahar
his grind,
Media.
You know, for sure.
Absolutely, bro. Where can we actually find a visual for this before we jump into the song?
You want to go to the College of Hip Hop Knowledge YouTube channel.
Okay.
And you'll find us there, you know what I'm saying? If you type in Bad For Me Sil, it'll pop up. It'll be the first video that pops up for sure.
All right, that's what's up, man. So we're about to throw it in at Bad For Me by my man Ill Sil on the Heat Check.
Soldier. Real 512 at the entrance worksheet.
Hold up. Hold up. Face smack. Is this the song right here? Yeah, bring it back. There we go. Let's get it.
We'll run that drum back one time. Heat Check Radio.
Ill Sil. If it's bad for me, that's how it has to be. And I'll be deep in muddy water when you ask for me. I might not make it till tomorrow once you pass to me. I only want it if it's bad for me. It must be something wrong with me, it's gotta be. Get to lusting for blood when I want it. I love the street, I move around and keep on coming back for more. I dab my bro, we body bag them, they don't wanna catch the smoke like that ain't dro. Really beaming, mixing white girl with the demon. We can do it every evening, you be fiending on the weekends. I'm completed, don't think you wanna reach, you'll get to see it. Better leave it, you don't want a piece of these. I only want it if it's bad for me, that's how it has to be. And I'll be deep in muddy water when you ask for me. I might not make it till tomorrow once you pass to me. I only want it if it's bad for me. It's something up in my brain, what's in the strain? I don't want nothing from no one, I feel like a glutton for pain. Stuck in the game, it's money, the drugs, and the women. Ain't making us much of a living, no other nutrition. But something to sip if it's alcohol in it, I'll buzz in a minute. Gun in the kitchen, cooking the body, yeah, we moving louder than louder, we moving. Out of Houston, if anyone shouting and they ain't a thousand, I'm down to remove them. I vow that I'll do it. Cracking the glass, I know this time ain't taking it off of my hands. Off of your man, it's dollars to make, but you don't want these bands. I only want it if it's bad for me, that's how it has to be. And I'll
I'll be deep in muddy water when you ask for me. I might not make it till tomorrow once you pass to me. I only want it if it's bad for me. It isn't good for him. It's not a look for him. They isn't hood for him. Nuh-uh. It's really bad, bad. They better bad, bad. They getting mad, mad. Nuh-uh. It's what they wanted, but they don't want it. It's looking bad. I only want it if it's bad for me. That's how it has to be. And I'll be deep in muddy water when you ask for me. I might not make it till tomorrow once you pass to me. I only want it if it's bad for me. That's how it has to be. And I'll be deep in muddy water when you ask for me. I might not make it till tomorrow once you pass to me. I only want it if it's bad for me.
Check Radio. We back up in this thing. That was Ill Cell with Bad For Me.
Yeah.
Member of College of Hip Hop Knowledge, who we have here in the building today. Shout out to y'all for being in the building. Appreciate y'all coming through,
appreciate
man.
You
sound
know,
effects DJ. Wait.
She's gonna.
You gotta flip it all the way to the right. Flip it all.
Yeah. Yeah, I like those sound effects.
Five DJ, hours later.
DJ Ash Cash is my spirit animal. Ladies and gentlemen, just want y'all to know that. Again, that was Ill Cell with Bad For Me. Man, I like that drum right there, bro. Heavy.
That's what's up. Yeah,
that heavy bass drum right there. I dig that right there. I'm going to let you go ahead and rate your own song first.
Yeah, I might give it like a 4. Only because like I know like I have like I'm like I don't know like it's that artist thing when you have recency bias. I have so much stuff written for this new project we're working on. It's like, I know it's going to... I mean, that's a good song, but we're going to blow that out of the water for sure. Sorry, but...
For sure.
Sorry, yeah, self.
You got more in the tank.
Just going to do that, you know what I'm
for
saying?
For sure.
But yeah, I give it a 4 for right now. Up. You know what I'm saying?
Cool, man. All right, man. KB, what you think about that?
Man. Oh, so damn. I kind of like oh, shut damn. Down like 10 seconds into the song. No. So I had this girl. I was talking to her today, and she was like, "Tell me, like the best sex that you ever had." And I was like, "I don't know. I just want it. Like, if it's like bad, you know what I'm saying? Like, if it's like I'm not supposed to have it." So after you said that, after I heard that shit, I kind of like zoned out. I was thinking about the conversation that we had today. So that's why I'm sitting here like this. Yeah, we're supposed to do it. Like, yeah. So, but yeah, I'll give it like a 4. The quality could be better. Energy could be a little better, but I like it. I can't wait to see the visual. I just zoned out. I was like, damn, I was going to get my phone. Like, can you pull up the visual real quick so I can see it? But I just kind of
the visual
out.
Is striking. It's striking. I like it. It's got a lot of, like, very, like, it's like visceral images. It fits the song.
Okay.
It fits the song pretty well. Right. So I think you'll – because he's somebody who really – you really like to have the visual to really back it up and really kind of bring the whole vision to fruition for you. So I think that really – I think the visual really sets it off for this.
But I appreciate you said that because, like, a lot of times, you know, we make music to relate to people. We make music to start a conversation or to be thought-provoking. So it's just, like, automatically, like, I'm not even tripping. Like, he said, like, as soon as you heard what the hook saying, boom, you personally
yeah, psychologically, you got me.
In your life. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And it's a relatable song. I look at it that way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Absolutely, man.
I can see you doing that shit with, like, a rock band or some shit.
I'm a piggyback. I'm gonna go 4 as well on that one, man. I dig it. Very relatable message, man. I do so much shit that's really bad for me. I mean, like if I took time to list it off, I don't think we have enough time on this show, to be honest with you. But we do. Who doesn't do something that's bad for them? You know what I'm saying? So I dig that a lot, man. Confucius, what you thinking on that? DJ Ash Cash. Guest appearance. What's good?
I enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty good.
Don't lie to him because he's
know.
In the room.
I
don't
like
don't lie to him because he's in the room. Just tell
it
straight.
It's kind of the type of song that we're like hotboxing. Like way back 2009, and we're like hotboxing. That's like a 2009 song. Like, you know, it's like, yeah, it is. I'm not even gonna lie. That's the type of vibe I felt. 2009, back in the day. But it was cool, you know, because it was like very chill and relaxing. And you just think about like he said, the stuff that's bad for you, what you do.
Hey, turn
you're
up.
Not supposed to.
That's what's up. College of Hip Hop Knowledge. So before we jump into anything else, I want to talk about College of Hip Hop Knowledge and a lot of the stuff that, that you guys kind of do here in town. So first of all, how did you guys start this?
Man, I started it 3 years ago by myself because I was sick of fucking pay to play. I was so sick of it. And I was like, hell, I can throw a show. All it takes is a little money. Really, mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, when people ask you all the time, what's the secret to a successful show? It really is how much money you're willing to sink into it. So, yeah, I started throwing shows. And then from there, I hooked up with Big Mike and with Governacci. And we started doing, we had a series of three shows we did that was, yeah, it was Lit in the City, Rhyme Time, and then just the College of Hip Hop Knowledge show sets. And then from there, we decided to progress into a label because we figured the way we could help artists the most around town were not necessarily just throwing shows and paying them for shows, but to actually get content from Austin out there and, you know, internationally licensed and published and teach artists a lot of the business. Because when I was younger as an artist, I mean, that's a lot of mistakes I made, is I just didn't understand the business end of it. I didn't understand what a PRO was. I didn't understand how to track my royalties through Sound Exchange. I didn't understand any of these things.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's stuff. That's all stuff that's really important, because you have a lot of talents that are just, or a lot of artists that are just raw talent, basically. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
They're really good at maybe, you know, catching somebody's ear, crafting sounds that sound really
different.
But they
ain't got shit going on for them either.
The back end.
Nope.
The
and I sit here and record all these motherfuckers.
He knows. This man knows.
I sit here and record every last one of them. They be like, man, I'm going to make it, dog. I'm going to make it. You on Spotify? Nah. I get on there.
Yeah.
Are you...
Yeah. It takes a lot to be able to be successful.
What's that? What's Spotify?
It's strange too, because there's all these back doors that a lot of artists just don't even know about. Like, you don't need to pay to distribute your music. There's plenty of aggregates who distribute your music for free.
It's an app that you can download. You can upload from Dropbox for free on Spotify.
I mean, there's plenty of them. So it's just, music is a learning experience, and that's kind of where the College of Hip Hop Knowledge came from. Was all about gaining wisdom and knowledge and using it to further yourself.
Okay, that's what's up, man. And how have you guys seen this thing grow, you know, in the time that you've been active with College of Hip Hop Knowledge?
It's crazy growth. At one point, we were trying to curate something with the city, and ultimately it didn't work out, just because the people we wanted involved couldn't really be involved anymore. But we had the city on board to basically pay for a weekly open mic to pay artists to come out and perform. They know how much pay to play is a problem too, and they want to eradicate it too. And we've gone from just doing little dinky shows to we have national headliners hitting us up now. Like, we just dropped the other day for South by Southwest. We got Cool Keith coming in to do a show with us.
I saw that. So, legendary show there.
We're stoked about that. And We got a track coming out with Academics here pretty soon, where we got an old hip hop legend on there too. I don't want to give it away yet.
Oh, you know, you won't give us a hint?
Nah, we gotta keep that one in the back pocket.
Not
for
even
now.
Like a little teaser, nothing. Mm-hmm. All right. That's what's up. I'm just gonna guess. I'm just gonna throw different legends out there and KRS-One.
Man, I wish. Nah.
I was looking real hard to see the reaction. I was like, is it him?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's what's up, though, man. We're definitely looking forward to it. And speaking of Academics, man, our next joint for the night right now is Brighter Lights featuring Governacci by Academics, which is my man Big Mike and my man Jason the Professor, correct?
Yeah, and DJ Berlin is our DJ who rocks with us in that group.
Shout out to DJ Berlin, man. You can't forget about the DJ.
Never.
Very integral part of the hip-hop process, man. So this joint right here, again, is called Brighter Lights featuring Governacci. DJ Ash Cash hit me.
Brighter lights, bigger stages. Who's fighting higher heights, better greatness? Just want a better life, better wages. Just trying to level up with the basic. Just trying to level up with the basic. Trying to be the highest, y'all hate this. Brighter lights, bigger stages. Who's fighting higher heights, better greatness? If you see me up, it's cause I've been down. I just trying to get bucks and protect my kids now. Been ran out of luck, it's all on him now. Trying to stay above water, I gotta swim now. Governor, you don't break, I just been now. Trying to stay in the circle because I've been out. These people will hurt you and make you spin now. They just ready to murk you, that's it, pal. But I just learned to fly above the competition. Stay fly, collar high, spitting toxic liquids. And when I hit the stage, I'll be highly lifted. Got your girl in the days, not your highly gifted. The goal is get bucks and bring chips in. I might hit some chin up and get dips in. Governor, you gets up and go gets it. It's levels to this, so get with this shit. Brighter lights, bigger stages. Fly higher heights, better greatness. Just want a better life, better wages. Just trying to level up with the basic. Just trying to level up with the basic. Trying to be the highest, y'all hate this. Brighter lights, bigger stages. Fly higher heights, better greatness.
Stay up, we way up. We going in, Steph Curry layup. We building, no chilling until when we set up our children. No ceiling, blew the roof off, revealing what's real in the feeling. No stopping, we popping louder than shots in the coffin. Off and lost in arson, across in the state. Media outlets, we crossing the page. Won't floss till we make it, lost in the pay. Now we soaring, you boring, we snoring, ignoring everything you imploring is foreign.
Brighter lights, bigger stages. Fly higher heights, better greatness. Just want a better life, better wages. Just trying to level up with the basic. Just trying to level up with the basic. Trying to be the highest, y'all hate this. Brighter lights, bigger stages. Just fly higher heights, better greatness.
Fly high, it's amazing. Making moves, no waiting. Steady growing with these payments. I rock hard like the pavement. Dream big, but stay patient. Yo, they asleep, we awake them. All work, no vacation. Grind hard, cause it's waiting. Big stats, we gon' make them. I write gems, no fake shit. No fake shit. We all trapped, we escaping. No games, we ain't playing. New bankroll statements. The pen bleeds and it's sacred. I need a house and some acreage. Brighter lights, bigger stages. We fly high, it's amazing. Brighter lights, bigger stages. We fly high, it's amazing. Brighter lights, bigger stages. It's amazing.
Brighter lights, bigger stages. Fly higher heights, better greatness. Just want a better life, better wages. Just trying to live a little bit of the basic. Just trying to live a little bit of the basic. Ain't trying to be the highest, y'all hate this. Brighter lights, bigger stages. Fly higher heights, better greatness.
Check Radio. That right there was Academics, Jason the Professor, Big Mike with Brighter Lights featuring my man Governachi.
Yes, sir. Yes, yeah, sir. Man.
On the Heat Check. If you want to be featured like that song right there, make sure to go to WBMProRadio.com. Thanks, man. You always have my back. That's why I appreciate
you. I got you, dog. I got you.
My brother.
Yes.
From another mother.
Yeah.
You're the best.
Father.
You're the best.
All that shit.
All of that. All right, man. So we're going to jump into rating that right there. I'll go first. I'm going to give y'all a 3. Still beat you guys. So I'm sure he's going to talk a lot of shit to you later tonight. it's a 3 for me, man. I dig it a lot, bro. I like that y'all are about the lyrics, you know. It's very on-brand for you because y'all are a college of hip-hop knowledge, obviously, so I wouldn't expect y'all to be all about the mumble rap. Yeah, exactly. Nah, so really. So I dig how y'all are bringing the lyricism back into it. Of course, and shout-out to my guy, Governachi, man. That's just good people. Fuck with Governachi, man.
He's a good dude.
That's a good dude right there, man. KB, what you think?
I got to give it a 2. Sorry, man. The quality of it was just sounded so 95. I can see like the potential, but it's just didn't capture me, man. It was just the quality, like the dubs, the mix and the quality. Yeah, the dubs shouldn't be so high. Turn them shits off. Just turn them down. You know, if you're gonna double them twice and then panel left and right, turn them hoes down. Give them more of a modern. I just got like an old school kind of mix sound in there, so I just kind of shut down. So I would say 2.
All right.
But I do want to hear some more.
Ash Cash, you got the mic?
I'll give it a 2 as well. At first, I was kind of confused with the beat, but then, like, as it went, I kind of started, like, oh, okay. But, yeah, like you said, it was, like, 95. Quality didn't sound, you know, the best, but I definitely feel like if it was done a different way with more, better quality equipment, I think it'll be a lot better. But good job, guys.
She gave a physical thumbs up. For those of you who aren't here with us today. So that's how you know it's good. Jason the Professor, I'll let you rate your own joint right there, man. What you thinking?
I thought it was a solid 3 for sure. It's not our best track, but I enjoy the track. I enjoyed doing the collaboration with Govanachi. Stylistically, that track was more catered towards Govanachi. Just kind of the way he does ad-libs. I'm sure you've heard some of his other music.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of where it came from. And
you guys stepped outside of your realm a little bit on that one.
Definitely. And, you know, when you say 95 stylistically, well, I mean, that's where I kind of come from.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hey, man, that's the golden era. I mean, to me, that's still the golden era, you know. Sure. I was born in 89, so that's...
79, bro.
There it is. That's what it is. Damn. So 93. I'm glad your mic wasn't anywhere near your mouth when you said that.
Man, babies.
she's a young buck. Good lord. Oh man, College of Hip Hop Knowledge, guys. I went viral today.
Nice.
Yeah, man. I went viral today.
This your second time. Last time you said something about Drake.
Yeah, but I got a lot of heat today. Like a lot of negativity. Somebody told me to suck a dick. I was like, all right, cool. Whatever, man. Somebody just straight up told me to shut the fuck up.
What'd you go viral for?
That ain't gonna happen, bro.
I was waiting. Hold
yeah.
On.
I was
giving us trailers and shit. Just get to the movie.
I was milking it. You know, you gotta let me do my thing over here. Nah. Basically, I replied to a tweet because if you haven't seen today, there was an interview with Kodak Black and Ebro from Hot 97 in New York, one of the bigger radio stations out there, of course. He asked Kodak Black about some of the allegations that he's up against right now and he's currently facing. But he didn't even really ask him about
question.
It necessarily.
He didn't ask him a question. Yeah. He just made a fucking comment and then looked at him.
Yeah, he made a statement basically saying, you know, we can't talk about it, but, you know, I have to basically address this right now, but it's not something that we advocate. So basically...
And then it also said, like, you know, when after your case, you can come back up here, we can discuss it more.
Yeah.
And all it takes is just a little bit of professionalism in doing an interview and just saying, like, say, yeah, okay. I don't advocate, you know, it's like, I don't advocate that either, and we could talk about that at a later date. That's all he had to do and just move on. But he made a big deal out of it, stormed out of the interview. And basically, I tweeted, shout out to old man Ebro for doing his job.
They lit you up on Twitter.
And they lit me up, bro. They fired me up. It was an experience.
For doing his job. What the fuck?
Yeah, man, because, and the thing is, that could be interpreted a few different ways, I feel like. You know what I'm saying? You have to do your job as an interviewer, of course. You know what I'm saying? You have to ask tough questions and you know, things that people are actually going to want to hear about. If you're giving a vanilla interview, nobody's going to want to listen to that shit.
Yeah.
And that's just the honest truth.
Yeah, but he didn't even ask him a question, though.
Exactly. So he went about it in a way where he didn't even put him in a position where he was trying to incriminate himself, which I feel like is what people are really mad about. They feel like he was trying to trap him.
Yeah, but then the other dude will ask him, do you think that somebody actually walked on the fucking moon or some shit?
He was trying to break the tension.
Yeah, he's trying to break the tension. You're going to talk about some whatever charge, and then he say, all right, hey, do you think somebody walked on the moon or some shit?
Well, like,
said, what the fuck are y'all talking about? Like,
are you talking about Rosenberg?
I was like, wait a minute.
The other dude,
Rosenberg.
Peter Rosenberg.
Yeah. So, yeah, well, that's basically their dynamic. It's like Ebro is problematic, and Rosenberg is kind of like, he's like kind of the good cop to Ebro's bad cop. Basically, it would be like, KB is our Ebro, and I'm Rosenberg in that situation.
Yeah, but
you're like an asshole, and everybody loves me.
That's how it is now.
Right? That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So basically, I'm Rosenberg.
I mean, I can't give Ebro too much credit for doing his job, because I do think that there needs to be more of a conversation in urban music about, like, abuse against women, because we gloss over very quickly. We'll say, like, oh, yeah, well, because I like him, there's no way he could have done that.
Right.
And more interviewers should be having these conversations with the artists that they're interviewing instead of me talking about the last single you had.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, try and find out who these people actually are.
Yeah, and Kodak, now granted, I didn't expect Kodak to do this, but had I been Kodak, I would have said, look, I'm an ongoing case, but after this case, when the facts come out, I would be glad to talk to you about the different the subject you just brought up.
Yeah, but at least they could have probed them backstage before. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like before they went live and say, hey, look, I know I got to talk about this.
I think for him, he didn't see it coming because he's up there promoting his album that comes out tomorrow. So he's probably like, I think we're talking about ZZ.
It did seem like it caught him off guard.
He was like, holy shit, wait a minute. This is going to be one of those interviews? Like, oh, wait, no, I wouldn't. I'm too high for this.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of artists that we need to have that conversation with. And, you know, I can't. Like somebody brought up, like, well, they had Fabulous, you know, perform at whatever show. And I said, yeah, but I don't know. I don't think Fabulous has done interviews since his allegations came out.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't speak on what he said and what not said. But there is a conversation that needs to be had. Because we let a lot of shit slide. We let more shit slide in urban music than we do in the NFL let slide with domestic abuse. So
y'all see the Webby joke?
That's insane.
When they tried to talk to Webby about his seizures and shit, and he was about to slap the nigga in the face.
I seen that.
That nigga said, bitch. He said, yeah, man, so about these seizures. Bitch, I don't want to hear nothing else about no goddamn seizures. He said, nah.
But thank you. Like I said, he did his job. I'm glad somebody finally brought up something shit.
Well, but again, that's the other thing that I was saying as far as doing your job. Again, he's part of his job is being kind of a provocateur and basically saying shit that's going to be controversial and going to have people talking and get a lot of retweets and a lot of
numbers.
Clicks and
it's all
of
about
that.
Numbers.
So, yeah. And another way, he was doing that job as well. You know what I'm saying? So it could have meant a number of different things, man.
Which is true, but here's the flip side of that is like Kodak Black is supposed to be on Breakfast Club tomorrow. Do you think Charlamagne would ask him those same questions? Because he's supposed to be the king provocateur.
Ebro beat him to it this time.
I don't think Charlamagne's going to ask it. Charlamagne kind of might because he did it to Tekashi. Like, hey, you know, what about your...
Yeah.
If
he's smart about it, he'll try and figure out a way to frame it differently and almost start his own.
They film at the same time, though. Breakfast Club films, they're like right down the street from each other, Hot 97, so they film at the same time and they put them out on different days.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a pretty quick turnaround time.
Yeah.
Get them both out.
I'm going to go wild. I can't wait to see that one. Yeah. Charlamagne is just blunt, like in your face. The other nigga, he was just like blunt, like kind of, you know, all iffy about it. Is Ebro even like Charlamagne? Like, at all?
No, Ebro is
Yeah, see, Charlamagne is always Charlamagne, so it's like you expect the same
Charlamagne
thing.
pokes the bear a lot more.
Yeah, he'd sit right next to you and be like, yeah, so what's up with that?
Absolutely. Yeah, he wouldn't ask the professor. He'd be like, so do you. What's this up you touching women when you're not supposed to?
It
would have gone.
After another question about something else. So.
Yeah.
He just slips it in there real slick.
Basically.
Genius. Oh, man. All right, we're going to jump into some more music right now, man. This next joint we got is from very dope Austin artist, man. Shout out to Jay Soldier. This joint right here is called Boomin' on the Heat Check.
Soldier. Real 512 ATX Rips Work shit. Booming. Yeah. I show love to niggas that ain't hit below the belt. Fed a couple niggas that was bad for my health. Nobody helped me out, so I did it for myself. Darkness all around me, saw the light inside myself. Don't speak upon my name unless you say it with your chest. Every breath I had left is a legacy of self. Niggas think they hot, they couldn't fuck with me in hell. Soldier got it locked, they gon' fuck with me in jail. Grinding like a rail, trying to multiply the mail. Flex the hustle like a muscle and you niggas looking frail. I've been trying to manage using God for my advantage, but the demons know I'm Libra, they be fucking on my scale. Working with the scale while I'm working 9 to 5, young nigga on his job, trying to get it how we live. Living out my dreams, had to go by any means. Now I'm looking like a king, every scene that I appear. Yeah, I did a lot just to follow goals. You ain't calling about the gold, then it's out of yours. They know that we about to blow like a snotty nose. I want the globe to my own, is what I'm plotting on. I look fear right in the face, it ain't stopping none. Born in 92, I've been the truth since 91. Been the one to get it done, you niggas want it done. That's why any outcome, I'ma overcome. Homie. Look at myself, I'm improving. Look at my wealth, it's improving. I hit the block and it's moving. This right here look like improvement. Best ask yourself if you doing it. We out here getting right to it. This shit here look like it's booming. 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 This shit here look like it's booming. We out here getting right to it. Best ask yourself if you doing it. This right here look like improvement. Look at myself, I'm improving. Boomin'. Look, we got this bitch sold and we seeing eyes. Seeing me, when you see me, then you see the top. See the mission and the vision, I ain't seeing naps. About to drop it on the head, we coming over top. Off the top, we on the map and ain't no runner up. Bet them hundreds in your purse, you can't fuck with us. Every other nigga took a head to double up. Now it's booming and we buzzing, about to bubble up. Pop the pussy like the bubbles in your double cup. Ran the game just like the Saints and I ain't fumble once. To them niggas telling me I had to humble up. Another year this shit, now I'm going fucking nuts. Cheating on them like a uppercut, the bubble. bubble guts. If your mind off, pick your fucking money up. Want the funds, nigga, I ain't with the funny stuff. So tell them niggas why they gotta come and fuck with us. Booming. Look at myself, I'm improving. I am. Look at my wealth, it's improving. Money. I hit the block and it's moving. This right here look like improvement. Best ask yourself if you doing it. We out here getting right to it. This shit here look like it's booming. 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 This shit here look like it's booming. We out here getting right to it. Best ask yourself if you doing it. This right here look like improvement. Look at myself, I'm improving. Booming.
Yes, sir. Heat Check Radio. That was Jay Soulja with Booming on the Heat Check. Shout out to Jay Soulja for submitting. Make sure to go ahead and check that man out on all social media. Let's go ahead and jump into rating that joint right there. I'm going to give it a 4. I really fuck with that track, guys. Got some depth. Very good flow. Fuck with Jay Soulja, man. He's got something. He's got a little something right now. KB, what you thinking?
I give it a 3. I thought it was dope. Just didn't capture my attention, so sight.
Okay. Big Mike.
I give it a 4. I think it was banging. I like the beat. I like his words, what he's talking about. Could feel it. Definitely kind of painted a picture for me. I think it came out real hot, and then it kind of mellowed out a little bit in the middle. But I think he intended that because the beat kind of dropped out a little bit. He was more talking to you than rapping, but I like it. I fuck with that track. I think it was cool.
All right, dope. Sil?
Yeah, I give it a 4. That shit was fire. It was cool. Yeah, I caught some of those bars. They were tight. I like blow like a snotty nose. Yeah, I look for stuff like that. The hook was real, like, simple in a good way. Like, I like that catchy shit. Booming. You know, that's modern. Yeah. So, it's like, yeah, I rock with it. Shouts out Jay Soulja. I don't know if I've heard his music before. That's fire.
Already. DJ Ash Cash, where would you play that song?
I would definitely play it at like a kickback.
Oh, really?
No, that's real.
But yeah, I mean, I would play it at a kickback, probably at Scratch House or something. Mm. That's like usually like the kickback type of vibe places. So yeah, that'll probably be. I like Jay Soulja a lot. I want to say that his engineer is Cairo or one of those. But I've been following him for a while. He's dope. I like his little tour, smoke out music thing that he has going on. I thought that was pretty bomb. So, yeah, shout out to Jay Soulja.
Tight.
Dope. Make sure to check out that Jay Soulja right there. College of Hip Hop Knowledge. The label.
Yeah,
the label.
Here.
I want to talk about the label
LLC,
a little bit right
baby.
Now.
We're official.
You're signed to the label?
I am an official artist of College of Hip Hop Knowledge. Along with Cartoon, Talk Kyle, Sound of the Underground, Academics. We moving. I think all of us, you know, I think me, Talk Kyle, and Sound of the Underground just got signed this year. So it's a big year for sure.
Yeah, absolutely, man. How's your experience been being an artist with College of Hip Hop Knowledge?
So I feel like I've grown with College of Hip Hop Knowledge, actually, even before there were a label. I've been in Austin for about 3 or 4 years. I'm born and raised in Houston, Texas. I linked up with College of Hip Hop Knowledge for my actual first hip hop show here in Austin. And I mean, they were straight, business was right. We just kept rocking from there. You know what I mean? It's just an easy working relationship. And, you know, so when it comes to like doing business and signing contracts, like these are people that I trust. These are people that like I've done good business with before in the past. So it's just like, it's a no brainer.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is a question for Big Mike and Jason. What is the most important thing that you look for in an artist when you think about signing somebody? Because that's a big commitment. Definitely. To somebody. You're basically, you know, throwing a lot of resource and a lot of time into this person and investing in them. So what do you look for in somebody when you're deciding to sign them?
Number one, I mean, obviously we gotta look for something that they got something in them that we need to help them get out, that they're gonna be able to present. Number one, talent, obviously. Mm-hmm. the ability to put out music out there that is going to capture people. We obviously, anybody can make music. There's already too many damn rappers, as we all know.
Yeah.
But honestly, those two are important. Work ethic. Are you going to be ready to perform? Are you going to be ready to record? You know, are you going to clear your schedule when we say, hey, we got a festival coming up or we got this show coming up. We need to get you on there. You need to take off of work. You need to work it out, whatever. Like, dedication to the craft, to the business end of it, to be able to be responsible as an adult, because this is a grown man business. It ain't a little boy's business. Like, from the standpoint of getting in the booth and rapping is one thing, but for me and Jace's perspective, there's money going into these projects. There's money going into these visuals. There's money going in. He's building a brand new booth. I don't even want to tell you. He don't want to tell you how much he spent on just material. Yeah. Jason's a master carpenter, so he's building everything himself. Just his labor is thousands of dollars that he's put into this. So, like, there's been so much work, social media in, all of it. Like, we have to feel like for the amount of work that we're putting in as label heads, the artists have to give that. Plus, have to be willing to be creative and come with the right vibe and be able to capture audiences, you know, and be able to really just say, all right, what do we got to do?
You got
to
have a package.
Got to. Absolutely. It can't be just, you can't just be able to rap. Like, we got to be able to, you got to be able to speak. This man can speak. All our artists can talk to you about their music and explain where it comes from and what it's about, you know. And we just trying to get these people's music out here, man. Really, really trying to help artists in the community. That's how hip-hop started. He started doing shows. I was doing, man, I don't know, the summer of 16, I probably did about 60 solo shows. I was rocking a lot of solo shows in Austin. Yeah. People were telling me, man, when do you not perform? Like, I've seen you on every show, and I'm like, hey, man, that's kind of work ethic we're looking for. You know what I mean?
Well, like, and it seems like it's important for y'all, you know, to be well-rounded. And I know right now you guys are looking for female talent to join the group as well, right?
Very, very correct. Thank you for shouting that out. Yeah, we actually have a contest right now that we're running on our Instagram and the social media, all our pages on our website as well, trying to find an up-and-coming female artist to add to the roster. We really like to throw a little different flavor in there. Also, one of Jason's biggest, this man right here is so dedicated to the craft and what hip hop is about. We want to give females an opportunity. A lot of times they say, well, it's nothing but dudes rapping. When can we get an opportunity? This is an opportunity. We got 4 beats that they can choose from. They spit a 16, make a song of it, shoot a video, whatever. Show us what kind of talent you got. And this has, at our South by Southwest show, they're going to be able to perform at that show, whoever wins this. They got some free studio time and the opportunity to join the label and be able to have some money put behind them to at least point them in the right direction and get them on their feet as an artist and experience what it's like to get their music out there.
Very dope. Very dope, man. Where can we find more information about that and more information about College of Hip Hop Knowledge?
You can hit our website at chhk512.com. Definitely hit us up on social media. Instagram is where we're posting the contest. We're College of Hip Hop Knowledge on Facebook, CHHK512 on Twitter. If you search College of Hip Hop Knowledge, yeah, our beats are on SoundCloud. You can check out our artist music. I mean, search College of Hip Hop Knowledge on any social media, YouTube, any of those places, you're going to be able to find us and see what we got popping.
For sure, man. Definitely excited to check out more of what y'all got going on and see y'all continue to grow. We actually got another signee from College of Hip Hop Knowledge up right now. This next joint is from my man Tall Kyle. This is Hard Sutra on the Heat Check.
Tall Kyle on Tunnelvision, what do you know about that?
John Dust.
No Lambos, we pushing buckets. Drinking and driving and smoking, fuck it. I never fucked a pound that I got fronted. When I hustled, I did whatever the fuck I wanted. I'm getting blunted hungry. Rappers look like lunch meat. Broke like Forrest Gump feet. Texas made country and
first place comfy. Whole county love me, only God can judge me. Get your hands muddy before you try and confront me. Come correct cause I cut deep, stomach stuck gut leak. Ted fucking Bundy, I been up for 1 week. Throw no Bumby, gangsters let your gun speak. Lick a shot for Pimp C, chopping like a guillotine. I'm powder without creatine, I'ma let my shoulder lean. Ain't shit that you could show to me. Bukowski with the poetry, I'm in your crib like potpourri. Bundles got me spinning with the numbers like a rotary. Thinking I was skating on some Dayton's how I wrote a beat. Blatant you were hating on occasion, y'all ain't focusing. You need local clout before you talking on the phone with me. Local rappers praying I'ma hang them by their rosary. Nobody know mine, no you, no I. No beginning, no end, no space, no time. Nobody know mine, no you, no I. No beginning, no end, no space, no time. Nobody know mine, no you, no I. No beginning, no end, no space, no time. Nobody know mine, no you, no I. No beginning, no end, no space, no time. Baby split a swisher, then I split her pussy open. Player from the layer, I ain't pull her, I got chosen. My waitress hella bougie, so I'm hitting on the hostess. She gets off in 5 minutes and asks me where my home is. I was throwed in getting roadhead, so I tried to focus. She talked about DMT, we fucked and then she bolted. She pulled out a cig and asked her Uber, can she smoke it? That's the last time that I fucked that pussy, wish I cloned it. Lips so slippery, inside all liquidy. Demand money and freedom, I need equities and liberty. Escorts and plenty weed from Ecuador to Italy. Big titties, bigger ass, built with perfect symmetry. Half a tab of acid each, we made love literally. We fucked the whole come up at the peak, we came instantly. Said I'm feeling centering and she didn't feel no differently. I feel like I should dip, so I'ma dip, but will you dip with me? Never much for waiting, now I'm chasing serendipity. Laughing at your ride, but look inside, I got your bitch with me. I'ma do acid every time I got your bitch with me. Feet in the sand like a sheik in the Middle East. Nobody know mine, no you, no I. No beginning, no end, no space, no time. Nobody know mine, no you, no I. No beginning, no end, no space, no time. Nobody know mine, no you, no I. No beginning, no end, no space, no time. Nobody know mine, no you, no I. No beginning, no end, no space, no time. Nobody know mine, no you, no I. No beginning, no end, no space, no time. I can catch boppers in an old Ford Taurus. I keep getting fatter, but the hoe's more gorgeous. I'm far from a player, but I'm further from her boyfriend. We don't eat the same food every day, we like choices. Fuck the government, we talk that shit cause we got voices. Aaron caught a case and beat a case without a lawyer. If it's time to ride for homicides, I cannot join ya. A cutie off some acid in my bed and I'ma join her. I fuck her face and ass like once or twice and I avoid her. You are not a boss cause bitch, your boss is unemployer. I'm not writing raps, I pin missiles like a cloister. I am not a racist, but I'm not impressed with Joyner. No, I'm not impressed with Joyner. I am not a racist, but I'm not impressed with Joyner.
Heat Check Radio back up in this thing. That right there, Tall Kyle. Tall Kyle, signee, College of Hip Hop Knowledge, ladies and gents. That was Hard Sutra on the Heat Check. God, how tall is Tall Kyle?
6'6", something, 6'7", yeah.
That's tall enough. He's not taller than me. He's not taller than me. Shout out to Tall Kyle, man. I like that right there. I'm going to give you a 3.5, breaking the rules. We normally don't do half stars, but I'm going to go half stars on that. 3.5 stars, or 3.5 flame emojis. I'm forgetting my own rating system here. I invented that. Flame emojis, 3.5 flame emojis for that joint. Tall Kyle. KB, he's out.
Yo, I get in like a 3 also.
Bet.
That's all I got.
Jason the Professor.
Give that one a 4, man. I jammed that track a lot. I like that track.
Already. Big Mike. Every time I say Big Mike, I think, what was that movie? The one with the football movie. Does anybody know this movie? The Blind Side. Big Mike.
Big Mike.
Big Mike, what you thinking, bro?
I think it's a dope track. I give it a 4. Not just because Kyle's a homie and on the label, but I think it's a solid song. He manages to mix bars and substance and silliness, but he still raps his ass off. And so, like, I don't know. I dig it. It's, I think it's an appealing song. Most of his tracks are catchy like that, and the beat's banging. So I give it a 4.
He's got a cool style, man. Y'all called him, like, the wild card, if y'all had to name a wild card. And I definitely see that. He seems pretty dope. Yeah.
Yeah. Banned from Facebook, like, every day.
Yeah. That's amazing.
He's probably in Facebook purgatory right now.
So what you writing at?
Facebook hell or not. I give it like a 3. It's a crazy song. I like that first verse is wild. I think it probably could have done without one last verse. Like, we're in an era where the third verse is kind of dead. So if you're not literally going like 5,000 fire every single time, then it's just like, well, you know, I mean, just give us that, you know, solid 3 minutes, maybe even a little less.
Yeah.
But I give it a 3. I mean, it is pretty fire. I'm sorry.
Already. Ash Cash, the DJ, our DJ for the night. Thank you so much, by the way.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate you, girl. You're doing
quite the surprise.
You're doing a good job over there. You're doing okay over there. Where would you play that?
I think that's another. Nah, it's not really a kickback. It's like in between the kickback and the club. It's like in the middle.
It's a tweener. It's a tweener.
It's a tweener. Exactly. Okay. It was
hanging
hot
out
though.
In the car doing drugs
well.
With the homies.
I like that. I would play that at like 11.
Ooh, I like her. I like her, man. She's good. She's good. I like her style right there, man. Oh, man. Make sure y'all check out Tall Kyle and the rest of the College of Hip Hop Knowledge. Again, do y'all have a website?
CHHK512.com. Check us out on Instagram, CHHK512 for show. College of Hip Hop No. Or is it College of HH No? It's College of HH No on Twitter. So, yeah, man, follow us on everything you can for sure.
Good to know. Good
College
to know.
Hip Hop Knowledge on Facebook, I believe.
Before we get out of here, it is the end of the year. We are in December, after all. So we're going to go ahead and do our top 3 songs real quick before we jump out of here. I could tell Confucius picked 3 songs he thought really hard about right now. But I'm going to go ahead and go first just because I feel like everybody was really well prepared for this right now. Top 3 songs of the year, man. Number 3. I'm going to go very, like, real mainstream on y'all, man. We're going sicko mode just because, like, because I'm a DJ. Like, certain shit that I like to play,
it's
bro.
Crazy
so it's like,
produced
yeah.
song, yeah.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, like, of course. One of the biggest songs of the year, obviously, man. Number 2, one of my favorites to play as a DJ, Te Boté, man. If you know about Te Boté, yeah, you're looking at me. You're giving me the roll eyes, bro. But if you need 5 minutes to take a piss in the middle of a set, you play Te Boté and you go to that restroom and you don't feel ashamed about
like
it.
It's like 6 minutes and 43 seconds.
It's fucking great. And Spanish people don't know what part of the song they're in. They just love it.
I can't be mad because I got a $100 tip at Foxy's when I played that song.
It's fucking great, dude. Te Boté.
I was like, damn it, Manny.
Te Boté, man. Te Boté. And number 1 for me, man, is Astro Thunder. If you didn't hear that, that's off of Travis Scott's Astroworld project.
2 Travis songs?
Yeah, man. Yeah, dude, that's my favorite.
H-Town, Mo City.
That's my favorite project of the year, to be honest with you, man. I'm an unashamed Travis stan this year. But I go Astro Thunder just because, man, he's got John Mayer and Thundercat on that. I'm a sucker for instrumentation and shit, so that just that track was very that track was it for me, man, the whole year.
Thundercat's hard.
KB, KB. All
right, I'm going to have to go with my homie Shot Glizzy.
Oh, God
Do
damn
You
it.
Understand, Drink?
God
was
damn
was my
it.
Third one.
So
I like
biased.
That song.
So biased.
My bad. One that I personally like is Pass Out featuring 21 Savage, Quavo. That's
okay.
One of my personal favorite Jones.
I don't think
but
I've
my
heard
first
that.
One is Leave Me Alone, Flip De Niro.
God. Where was that recorded?
That shit was recorded right here.
Oh, shit.
That shit did something fly.
Yeah.
Wow. That song rings off.
I didn't even know who the fuck he was. I was like,
bro,
that's
right?
How you, that's how you do all this. Yeah.
They love
now
that
he
song,
won 14
bro.
Racks for a show. He act like he don't even know nobody. But man, bro, what for what for me? You,
nigga,
I can't
you.
I can't do
like,
that.
Remember you blew up my restroom though.
Oh, that was just, oh, that was him.
Nah.
Right. Oh, that was you.
Nah. Just flipped an arrow. Blew up my partner's bathroom.
Yeah,
coming to the stage.
You dropping deuces everywhere. Oh man, that's great. Confucius.
Ah, motherfucker. I thought we were doing local songs. So
I mean, you can do local or.
So locally, Jake Lloyd Mile, amazing song.
Ooh,
I love that song. Number 2, I'm even I'm tired of the song now, but fuck, this song fucking rings off still. Mo Bamba.
Oh yeah.
Check West. And
oh yeah.
Man, God, I'm not playing Mo Bamba tonight. Then it's that one person. Come here, Mo Bamba. Like fuck.
You're gonna have to do it at some point.
You gotta play Mo Bamba.
At some point.
And because you already did Sickle Mode, I'm gonna do Nonstop by Drake.
Oh.
Another song.
There you go, man. Some fucking hitters this year, man. Some hitters. Yeah. CHHK, anybody that y'all wanna mention? Any of your favorites from this year? Any favorite songs? Anything that happened this year?
I guess. Sticking with mainstream, I guess. Cocaine by Royce da 5'9" is definitely up there. It's
Royce.
It's a crazy song. I like Redemption so much by J-Rock. I'm gonna go with Rotation 112th off that album.
Okay.
It's probably one of the catchiest songs on the project. I like ES Tales too, though. It's tough between those.
That's a hell of a project.
I feel like that's his Good Kid, Mad City, for sure. And then as far as like towards the top, I can't decide between like Let It All Work Out by Wayne or Bank Account Remix by Wayne, because on Bank Account Remix he's just rapping almost better than everyone has this year, and he's styling out in a way that only he can do, much like he did on Problems on Carter Five as well. But Let It All Work Out, that last verse is one of the most beautiful verses I've ever heard in my life. So
already, Big Mike, any standouts for this year for you?
I'm gonna change it up a little bit, and I'm gonna shout out some Austin artists that I think been putting in work this year that put out a lot of good songs. I have to shout out to the homie Anastasia. Her song Ceilings with Ty on the track, I think is really dope. She put solid visuals behind her tracks. I'm really feeling she's one of my favorite artists, like not even just in Austin, but everywhere, and she's a homie, so I always try to support her when I can. I'm going to flip it a little bit also, and I don't know if I'm just feeling like the female vibe or whatever, but Alicia Lani put out a real solid project.
Lani.
Yeah, she's a homie too. And
I'm in love with her.
Feeling a lot of her music.
It's a problem. It's okay. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
Y'all crazy, man. Y'all messed up my whole train of thought.
He's like, I don't even remember what I'm talking about.
Well, I was right going. Now. Y'all made my mind went from music to somewhere else.
I love Lani, man. She's the best, bro. She's the fucking best.
She's dope, man. She's super talented. And then just shout out to another man working in the city. Just put out videos, and I used to fuck with these cats back in the day. But Kid Jones from the LNS crew, like, I remember when all them cats were living off of Riverside in an apartment, and I used to go over there, and we used to get high, and I used to watch them record songs and make beats and shit. And his video he just put out was like a double song video. I can't remember the name of one of the songs, but he's got like two songs back to back. And that man's putting in work. So I'm just shouting out Austin artists because that's what CHHK is about. So shout out to everybody out there working in Austin.
Absolutely, man. Jason the Professor, anything you got before we get up out of here?
I mean, he pretty much covered it. There's a couple Austin artists, some up-and-comers I'd like to shout out. Animal Abstract, I don't know if you guys checked him out yet. He's a local artist who plays guitar and rap. He's very talented.
Dope.
Very talented upcoming artist.
It's one of those names that I've definitely heard before.
Yeah, he's been on a few shows around, and he's a good buddy too. But yeah, no, I mean, it's been a good year all around for Austin artists. It's hard for me to even pick, you know, best three, honestly. But
definitely, man.
I can't pick just three, so I'm going to say just shout out to the whole ATX scene. Everybody's really putting in work and, you know, super proud of what it's becoming and what it's leaving behind.
Absolutely, man. That's what we're all about over here is bigging up the scene and making sure we put on for one another, man, because we all we got, right? Well, I appreciate y'all coming through today, man. Thank y'all so much for being a part of the Heat Check. If y'all want to be on the show, anybody who's tuned in right now, make sure to go ahead and go on WBMProRadio.com. Hit that submit button. Get all your information over to us so we can get in contact with you. Thank you so much to my brother KB behind the boards, making sure we sound nice and crispy.
Yeah.
Shout out to Confucius Jones for he doing a lot today. He did a lot. He worked really hard. Shout out to DJ Ash Cash.
Yeah.
She's DJed a lot of times before. Like a lot. Again, I'm Manny Mo, man. Thank y'all so much for tuning in this week. We will catch you next week, next Thursday, back here. Same time, same place. To go out, we got our last joint from, another female. Bossalina, the female boss. This joint right here. It's called Dripping on My Shine. We'll see y'all next week. Bye, bitch.
Yeah. Smoking loud, so potent. Fresh, dripping, dripping. Got your girl watching. Counting money, I keep a money count. Deposit money, then I switch it out. Blast off, dip out to my safe house. I never trust with the money if I can't go and get it with you. Woo. Bitches phony, trying to get some shine. Wanna shine right with you. Woo. Yeah, I grind, yeah, I flex. Arm curl back, both flex. In cash, pay me in cars, pay me in checks. Last year I was lit, this year I did, I pull out and jet. Something about to shine for the culture, got me looking important. Fuck them haters, I'm flawless, wait till I hear me a Porsche.
Drip, 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 all the way down. Flip it, then I count it at the safe house. Same bras watching, with some copy. Same beats dropping. Popping, I'm just on my shine. Popping, I'm just on my shine. Popping, I'm just on the grind. Popping, I'm just on the grind. Popping, I'm just trying to drip, 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 all the way down. Drip, 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 to the safe house.
Drippin' till I fade out. Mama fuckin' with me way before a nigga paid out. Yeah, poppin', I'm just on the grind. We don't got issues with time. I just pull up with the work. I got money on my mind. Ay, big bank, take yours, eh? Diamonds dancing, no proposing. I was eating by my loan. Some music got me hungry out in the open. You niggas can't see me. That clubhouse get opened up like Lamborghinis. Ooh. So fuck is you beefin'? I'm serving it raw till you bitch up Fushimi. This be that new Fukushima. Trapping all night, I should order a pizza. We don't do shit for the camera. My brody selling them ounces and liters. Ay, give it and go. I'm on the road. I'm trying to give me like 30 a show. I started the click. I'ma never die broke. I just added the zero to all of my O's. I'm dripping.
Drip, 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 all the way down. Flip it, then I count it at the safe house. Same bras watching. With some copy. Same beats dropping. Popping, I'm just on my shine. Popping, I'm just on my shine. Popping, I'm just on the grind. Popping, I'm just on the grind. Popping, I'm just kinda drip, 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 all the way down. Yeah. Drip, drip, drip to the same house.